Auburn may be on commit watch again.
In a world full of podcasts, he's the undisputed heavyweight champion of hot takes, an Auburn sports homer, master of the book, and message board legend. Get your buttons buttoned and your hats flattened, because the Top Button Podcast is about to kick off, and you don't want to miss your courtside seat. Now, here's your host, Charlie Fye.
Yes, sir. We're back. Happy Tuesday. It's another episode of the Top Button Podcast. I'm your host, Charlie Five, and we are ready to absolutely get after it. Is Auburn, even after picking up two at the end of last week, on commit watch again? We're going to discuss, talk about some of the visits that are going on right now and upcoming. But before we do that, you know we got to give a shout out to our boy Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. Look, this is what you can get if you give, if you reach out to Ford. This is what you can get: a free portfolio analysis to better understand the risks you're taking and the fees you're paying. People don't understand a lot of those Acorn apps and things like that. There's fees that are attached that sometimes will eat up the interest that your money's earned. You'll learn what an expense ratio is and what the expense ratio is in your portfolio. There's so many ways to get in touch with them. ActiveWealth.com, Annuity360.net, RetirementResults.com. You can catch us all his television show episodes at retirementresults.com. So many ways to reach out to Ford. You got to tell him I sent you. You got to reach out to him, make a friend. Auburn guy, fired up to meet you, fired up to talk with you. Ford Stokes with Active Wealth Management. It's hard to believe that even after the run that Auburn made last weekend, you pick up Donovan Starr, you pick up five-star Brody Scholl, that Auburn could be already on commit watch again. But I think that is the scenario that we're in right now. Look, every year, there are kids, when kids are in high school, every single year, there are kids that are either A, late bloomers. They're just starting to get into a starting role. They've played behind a really good player for multiple years. There's just kids out there that don't have like the resources to market themselves. It's not like you're just good and just people know about you. Sometimes you can be so good that your name gets out there, but there are kids all the time that just, you know, put up crazy stats, but because they're either from a small town or, you know, for whatever reason, their name doesn't get out there. So sometimes summer camps are the most important marketing time for these high school kids to get out there and get their names out. And you see it every single year that a kid will come to a camp. He will absolutely explode his recruitment because it's the first time really that college coaches get to put eyes on them, see how they're put together, see them run through drills, see them compete against other top talent. Last year that happened, Bryce Kane, one of the Freeze Four, wide receiver comes in relatively unknown, unranked on a lot of sites. Comes in with a camp that also Cam Coleman was at. So Bryce Kane and Cam Coleman were at the Auburn camp, and the best player on the field was Bryce Kane. He had an absolute day, hooked up with Walker White a bunch. They like snuck into other high school facilities around town to be able to continue to throw together because there was just that connection. And Bryce Kane got an offer, committed shortly thereafter, and his stock exploded. He got offers galore. He got his rankings went through the roof. I think at the end of the day, he ended up being a consensus four-star across the board. And even as high as, I think he got even as high as like a top 150 player on a couple of sites. So it's not uncommon that a kid can go that far in his career and still be unknown, even if he's putting up pretty good stats. And these camps are sometimes the best opportunity for a kid to shine. Well, Auburn had a big camp this past weekend, and we had a similar Bryce Kane type situation, funnily enough, with another Bryce, Bryce Dees out of St. Francis Academy in Baltimore, Maryland. If that sounds familiar, his teammate is Blake Woodby from the same high school, same town that Auburn is pursuing hard. Auburn seemingly leads for. Bryce Dees came in His profile says on three says he's 6'1", 190. The article that he did, the article that Jeffrey Lee wrote up on three says he measured in at 6'2", 220, and ran a 4.5 40-yard dash, played linebacker, played safety, played a little bit everywhere, and absolutely dominated the camp. Was one of the headliners. There was another, a 2026 receiver that I'm sure we're going to talk about. He's probably going to be one of the top players in the state next year. We'll talk about him up. We'll talk about him surely in the future. But Bryce Dees was one of the top shiners in this whole camp. And DJ Durkin absolutely fell in love with this kid. I'm sure the connection to Blake Woodby helps, but this kid stood out all on his own. I think DJ Durkin loved him so much, he told him basically, I have no idea where you're going to play. Like, you could play linebacker, you could play star, you could play safety, you're that good. I don't care where you end up, I just got to have you. I just got to have you. So Auburn goes ahead and offers him. Shortly after the camp, I think he turned the camp into an official visit. Just went ahead and had the whole experience. Was there from Saturday all the way through Monday, and the wheels seemed to be in motion that this could something that can move pretty fast. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if, you know, when you're listening to this today, he could be on the commit, and it could take a couple of days. Who knows? But I think Auburn's moved fast enough and is on this kid early enough that you could go ahead and possibly put him on commit watch. Funny enough, so if you look him up, he has only one site that has him ranked right now, but he had no sites that had him ranked, and then all of a sudden Rivals gets wind of sources out that his camp performance and things like that, he shoots all the way up from unranked to a four star. So he's a four star already on Rivals, and I would not be shocked to see if when offers start coming in, as well as other recruiting sites sort of getting on this kid and starting to see what he's all about, check out film, what film's available and things of that nature, and you're going to see his stock really explode. He's already got a Penn State offer, he's got a Maryland offer, a Colorado, Georgia Tech, so still relatively under the radar. But I think that's about to change. So Bryce Dees, you're looking at another guy that could be sort of like, you know, Eric Winter is sort of that type of player. If you could get two of those, you're fired up. So I don't think this means anything towards about Eric Winter's recruitment. I think Auburn still sits good there. But I think this is just a kid that comes to your campus, absolutely dominates, shows out. His head and shoulders, one of the best players there. And it's just like, man, if I can just get him, I can figure it out. I just got to get him on campus, and then we can figure it out, because that kid's going to be a player. He's still growing. He's just now starting to blossom. That is a hulking super teen that comes in and shines. You got to have him. Just get him on the roster and put him somewhere, and it'll work. So Bryce Dees, let's be on the watch for him. And obviously, if you get him, that doesn't hurt anything. Not that you needed a ton more help but with Blake Woodby, but it definitely doesn't hurt to go ahead and get this kid in and sort of sweeten the pot a little bit more for Blake Woodby. Because, look, Maryland to Auburn, like, this may have only been his first visit ever, you know, to Auburn for Blake, when he first came here, it could have been one of his first visits here. Obviously he came back again the next weekend, but that's a bit of a haul. So to have somebody here that you're familiar with, that's got to help. It definitely can't hurt. It definitely can't hurt. But again, I think Auburn would take this kid, even if you didn't get Blake Woodby, but I still think Auburn's going to get Blake Woodby. So Bryce Dees, commit watch. Again, I don't know the time frame, but I think it's something that Auburn's moved quickly on, has put a lot of pressure on, and they may want to go ahead and end this thing right now. So Bryce Dees, safety, linebacker, star, doesn't matter. Just get him here. Get him here, put a helmet and some pads on, and let him go break some things. Let him go break some things, make some plays. This kid is going to be a stud. So let's see what happens. Let's see what happens with Bryce Dees. All right, so we did have some big visits. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But before we, you know, we got to give a shout out to PlainsCoffee.com. Use coupon code BUTTON. Button it up. Use that coupon code BUTTON for 10% off. They got a little bit of different flavors from around the world. Freshly roasted, freshly ground, just days before they ship. The flavor's unreal. The aroma, almost said odor, but that has a negative connotation. It's not an odor. It's an aroma. It's an experience. PlainsCoffee.com. Check them out. Save big. Use coupon code BUTTON. Get a little. There's a flavor for everybody. And then if you don't like coffee, they got tea as well. So check them out. PlainsCoffee.com. Visits every single day, it seems. You got folks coming in. The debt. There's a little bit of a deadish period, I think, sometime in July. So you got to go ahead and cram them in. And Auburn seems like they're having big cat weekend almost every other day. You know, you got the 48 hours of a visit. Once those are up, boom, you're bringing in more folks. And Auburn has a pretty another star-studded list. You have a five-star Isaiah Gibson, number one. I think he's the number one edge in the class, 6'3", 263. He's committed to USC. Again, USC got a lot of early commits from kids from this region. Isaiah Gibson's from Georgia as well, Warner Robins. They got a bunch of kids from this commits from this area, but the feel is none of them are actually going to stick. So Isaiah Gibson, you're fighting an uphill battle because Georgia is coming hard after him. In-state school, it's just going to be really hard to pull that kid, but you got him here. You can make an impression. So we'll see what happens there. But the edge that I think Auburn would really like to add that's also here is Zion Grady. Zion Grady is kind of a crazy commitment. So he was an Alabama commit for a pretty long time, and then they had the coaching change. He decommits, and Auburn kind of gets back in the mix because he transfers from Charles Henderson in Troy, Alabama, to Enterprise, where he's a teammate now with Eric Winters, who Auburn obviously has a big-time relationship with, is put a huge priority on. And now that's kind of helped them get in again with Zion Grady. I think Auburn would love to add both of those kids, but they're pushing really, really hard for Zion Grady. Miami's also in the mix. But, you know, it would always be great if you can keep one of these kids in state. Zion Grady, 6'4", 225. Really, really good athlete, long, that can come off the edge. And I think that's somebody that Auburn's putting a big priority on. He's put a bunch of social media posts out like they always do, but it's just good to see kids here having fun. And then there's multiple other kids here, but probably the one that Auburn, I think, would love to really, really put some pressure on and see if they could get a little traction with is a tight end, actually out of California, Caleb Edwards. 6'6", 235, a little bit more of your pass-catching type tight end, high four-star. Again, it's just like it's a who's who of who's here. You got the number 27 overall player, Isaiah Gibson. You got the number 79 overall player, Zion Grady. You got the number 136 overall player in Caleb Edwards. You just have kid stud after stud here. But those are three, but there's actually multiple kit, even more. But those three are the ones that I kind of got my eye on as far as, you know, Auburn possibly making a move with and really making some waves here shortly. So we'll see what happens. Those go out. Those visits, I think they leave probably today or early tomorrow. But then you got a couple of more visitors coming in. You got a couple of more visitors coming in on Wednesday, and this leads up to the essentially mini Big Cat weekend that's going to be on Saturday, where you have just a star-studded list, no pun intended. There's like 14 or 15 different there's a number of visitors, and then you know there's going to be some unofficial visitors that come in as well. So it feels a lot like Auburn could go on a commit flurry. It really does. It seems like they're kind of building some momentum week by week to lead up to that Big Cat weekend. So everybody gets their moment, and then they can still make a huge splash that they want to make on Big Cat weekend. So you got two commits at the end of last week. You may be closing in on another one. I'm curious to see how this thing continues to play out. How does Auburn strategically release? What's the game? What's the game plan? And you're going to start to see it unfold, and probably going to see it start to unfold pretty quickly. So it's a lot of action going on. Bryce Dees, stud show out at camp at our camp, and I think we're fired up to push to get this kid in the class. And then you just have stud after stud visiting. This feels like the momentum is really at its peak, and haven't really felt this kind of buzz in quite a while. Even last year, you know, you're fired up about last year's class. It may be even outweighing last year's class, and those were, you know, leading up to the big flips at Big Cat Weekend. It seems like you're already way ahead of the game there. So it's fun to recruit well. It's fun to recruit well. It's fun to recruit the right way. It's fun to recruit the way you're supposed to recruit. And Auburn is doing that, and I'm excited to see how the rest of this class fills out. So we're going to be back again tomorrow. Who knows? By the time tomorrow's show airs, we may have a commit. So we'll see what happens. But guys, I really appreciate it. Y'all have a great rest of the day. Like this video. Subscribe to this channel. Get in the comments. I'll pretty much respond to every single one. Follow me on Twitter, @_Charlie_5. And then again, just come back tomorrow, and we'll be back again talking more Auburn football, Auburn recruiting, and any other type headlines that pop up. So again, I appreciate you guys. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you tomorrow. This is another episode of the Top Button Podcast. Stay button.
Thanks for listening, and drive home safely.